Blog Talk Radio.
And this next song is going out to Ginger because I don't think she's having a good day, and I don't like when she's not having a good day. Ginger.
Dancing on the floor, I'm kinda nervous to approach her though. Or she's so stylish like a supermodel. Or should I meet her? Yes, I think you oughta. The needle dropped, my track was hot. We began to rock, our eyes were locked. I love your phone. Now your girl sing along. Said these days make my heart ain't got the paper. Watch the place.
Good happy Friday morning to all you lovely people. Happy Friday. Oh my God. Happy Mother's Day to all you mommies, past, future, present. You too, Ginger. That just started a rumor then. Oh, my God. Did you hear? About Ginger?
Right on head. All I got to say is, whichever one of you are millionaires, yeah, it's yours. Millionaires, definitely yours.
All of y'all at the same time. Can somebody come and find Ken Natrix?
I know my cat, I've heard her. She's getting into something.
Kit Nature is scared. I found her at one point. I have a, Florida
glen
mirror.
Oh, that's the storm.
Yes, and she was hiding behind there, and then I went to look, and she's moved to another location. So I don't know where she's hiding. Thankfully, it's not behind my desk this time because we had a fight. Last storm, it was a brawl. I was trying to get, she was trying to climb into Frankie. I told you that. She was trying to get into Frankie because, you know,
that's
how she flies off.
Hilarious.
I was like, no, Kat, you want to die. You don't get in Frankie. She's like, but it's open. I can get in. I can fit. No. You're going to die if you get in there. You're going to die if you keep trying to get in there. This is not working out well for you. No.
Oh.
Poor baby.
That's very nice. That's not very nice. All right. So I have to show this video.
Do it. Do it.
Right off the bat because I think it's awesome. I just got to find the little window that I'm looking for.
Yeah, I got like three different browsers open. Thanks, Chrome, we're breaking up.
There we go. All right. Yeah, seriously, no, and OBS and I were having a serious spot last night. So anyways, this video shows the Oculus Rift, the guillotine simulator. Oh, yes, folks, they made a guillotine simulator with the Oculus Rift.
Okay, there's a lot of things that if you read my little rant I put up, it's a you are not a simulator, quit lying to me, that sim players like to do. I got to say, this is not one of them. I've never wanted to see what it's like to be beheaded, ever, especially not in a guillotine.
I don't know. This was made at the Exile Gam Jam, which is a creative-a-thon gaming event in Denmark. They use the Oculus Rift virtual reality goggles to put players in the seat of a person in a guillotine.
Who wants...
Yeah. And part of me is kind of like, I think I'd do it.
No.
I mean, it's...
That's not an experience.
You know it's not real. You know it's not actually happening.
That is not the issue. Simulators are supposed to simulate things that you think you might want to try. You know, maybe you want to be a school teacher with kindergartners, but you don't actually want to deal with people's kids. Somebody make that game, by the way. Kindergarten teacher simulator. I play that. But not guillotine.
Only if I get like a taser.
But see, you can't. The thing is with the guillotine, after you get your head cut off, what else is there to do? Simulator is supposed to have something else for you to do, like tons of stuff. That's why we like them. That's why we love playing them. There's like, you know, 50 million different ways to play a simulator. I mean, even SimCity, if it was working properly, you might be a good mayor and run a clean, energy-efficient city, or you might run a gambling crime haven full of smog and And, you know, it works for you. So that's what makes simulators fun. This right here, I don't see any fun in getting my head cut off. And then what after that, Doug?
I think it could be interesting. I really do. I think it could be kind of neat.
But what else would you do after you get your head cut off?
Well, for one, just like being put in that position, the adrenaline rush could be kind of cool.
It's not an adrenaline rush because you're not getting your head cut off.
Yeah, but it's like the whole mind over matter. You're seeing everything. You're seeing yourself go up on, you know, the little henchman stand. You're being made to kneel. You're having your head, you're being laid over this cool little, I don't know, whatever, to have your head cut off. So it's kind of, you're seeing it, even though it's not actually happening. You know in the physical world that's not what's happening, but you're seeing it, and a lot of times just seeing it can freak you the hell out.
Now, see, I get what you're saying, but I'm talking about from a gamer perspective. You spent $60, and this is all there is to this. I'm asking you, what else would you get out of it other than I got an adrenaline rush? You pay $60 for an adrenaline rush? You could jump off the top of the banister somewhere and do that. So as a gamer, what merits does it have that you would go and buy this game?
I don't know. Maybe, more in-depth role-playing MMORPG of some sort?
Well, that means they have to do the whole game with the Oculus Rift glasses, because it couldn't just be this part. Okay, now, pause your controller, pick up your Oculus Rift glasses and put them on. Now, we're going to behead you.
Well, you know, if they ever incorporate, like, the whole little Nintendo gloves and the Oculus Rift.
And maybe an actual working Google Glass.
That'd be hot.
And that whole wall thing that Xbox has, yeah, I like that.
Well, no, you wouldn't need the wall thing because you got the Oculus Rift. You'd have that on your head the entire time, so you'd be totally absorbed in the game just about.
Very true. It just can't be heavy. I can't stand heavy stuff on my head, man.
So, you know, you're role-playing with other people online in this massive world. It's also, an MMORPG, so you're swinging swords, all this that, you know, you're not actually doing. But in your head, you're doing, so that... No, I don't want to change my color scheme. Stop it. Oh, wait. No, apparently I do want to change my color scheme.
You want to change your color scheme. Go ahead, do it. You want to. All right. Silicon Knights. Got a bunch of people over there looking for jobs this morning. SiliconKnights.com. Closed offices and sold its equipment and its game assets, according to a report by Polygon.
Are they
going to
give anything to me?
I don't know. Silicon Knights Chief Financial Officer Mike Hayes told Polygon that a skeleton crew of employees remains and the studio is definitely alive, but local real estate agents confirmed that Silicon Knights offices are empty and available for lease. Silicon Knights founder Dennis Dyack is currently the Chief Creative Officer of Precursor Games, a studio working on a new title called Shadow of the Eternals. The game is a spiritual sequel to Silicon Knights Eternal Darkness, and currently Precursor is running a funding drive for the title. According to the Precursor CEO Paul Caparici, art assets for Shadow of the Eternals were among the items sold to Precursor. Caparici was laid off from Silicon Knights last July and could not comment on his former employer. In an interview with GI International, Caparici stressed that Precursor was a wholly different company from Silicon Knights. He says, from my experience in July, I was laid off from Silicon Knights with a number of other people, and I was saddened, you know, that we were going our separate ways. And he said, I started reaching out to other people and seeing if they were interested in starting something brand new. Silicon Knights is currently on the book for $4.45 million in damages in its case versus Epic Games over the use of Unreal Engine 3. I know y'all heard that.
Was that thunder?
That was thunder. Yeah, in the development of Two Human. Notice I managed to keep my composure, but physically I did not. Let me just tell y'all I was under the desk. Okay, so Silicon Knights is still the process.
Woman.
Still in the process of appealing the court ruling.
Shh,
do not jinx it. Epic Games, of course, filed legal motions to ensure that Silicon Knights formatted its computers before selling them to Precursor Games. Dang. According to court documents obtained by Polygon, the computers were wiped clean, preventing Silicon Knights games asset from making their way to Precursor. Precursor's Shadow of the Eternals is being developed with Crytek's CryEngine. Silicon Knights was also selling off extra assets to laid off employees, and Caparici said they purchased some of them, like so many others who have been laid off in the difficult economy. We're trying to turn a tough situation into something positive. Why did you... Okay, I'm still not... I'm still not sure what went on with the Epic thing. I know we talked about it. I don't remember. What did they do that had Epic so angry?
I don't know.
Well, and this was actually last year. Okay, let me take a look at that. No, 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 no. 5-year battle. Okay, so problems with support over Unreal, with support over Unreal Engine 3 during their game To Human. Yeah. Okay, you all need to stop fighting. Unreal, you should have came back and said, hey, let us fix it, and we'll take a little bit of the money. Y'all just, sometimes y'all are just, both of you girls are pretty. Stop fighting.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. And on the whole pretty remark, Quasimodo, CEO of Abercrombie and Fitch, STFU.
What happened?
He's all, have you seen the guy who makes Abercrombie and Fitch says he is refusing for his line of clothes to make clothes for larger women because in every school there are cool and popular kids and then there are not the not so cool kids. We go after the cool kids. We go after the attractive all American kid with a great attitude and a lot of friends. And a lot of people don't belong in our clothes, and they can't belong.
And apparently he's one of them that doesn't belong in his own clothes.
Have you? Yeah, if you've seen his picture, Quasimodo.
Yeah, you're going to have to send that to me. You know what I find funny about that? This is where it becomes stupid. First of all, you should never open your mouth and say that even if you thought it, because people who may have been trying to buy Abercrombie & Fitch for people, they may not be able to fit it, but they could buy it for other people, are not going to buy it now. Two, you're missing out on a whole gang of money. Three, who the hell is wearing Abercrombie and Fitch nowadays anyway?
Yeah, I know, right? I never wore that stuff in high school. I can't say what I want to say. So
yeah, I know.
I've never worn Abercrombie and Fitch in my life.
I haven't. No. I used to see the stores everywhere, and I think I see maybe one, two here in Houston. I don't know. There may be some hiding somewhere that I haven't seen. And I do love to frequent the highfalutin areas of town, mostly because they have good food, you know. But not because I can afford to shop there, but I think there's one in West U or maybe one in the Galleria. That's two I can count off the top of my head. Anybody else in Houston know where there might be another one? I don't think so. He needs to be quiet.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Quasimodo, down, shut up. Go back to your tower.
Boo!
Anyway,
boo.
Yeah. Gotta talk about this. Actually, I've got to scroll down so I can actually find the story first so that when I'm reading this, I don't screw up the video. Anyways, here we go. I'm pulling this from PopSci. I haven't been to them in a while. Sakakibara Kikai.
Oh, God.
I think I said that right, too. Is a Japanese robotics manufacturer that specializes in futuristic, semi-outlandish robotic exoskeletons. One of the first, exoskeletons, the Landwalker. It looked amazing. They said it looked like a team of ace engineers built a 12-year-old boy's fantasy robot. And then they built one designed for kids. Look at this. I think this is a boy or a girl. I think it's a girl. Girl using this robot.
It's a girl.
I haven't seen her walk yet. I want to see her
walk.
Is
that a mech? Oh, that's a little girl. And how? Okay. Oh, man. Baby Natrix would love that.
It's the Kids Walker Cyclops, the world's next kid-piloted war machine is what it's called.
Okay, I don't want it to be a war machine. I'm not sending her off to battle.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look, it does move!
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, if you want your kid to have this, I hope you got some deep pockets. It's going to cost you about as much as a car. $20,000. $20,000.
Yeah, baby Natrix, you're going to have to get to work. Start saving them pennies, chick. That is...
Yeah, I kind of like it.
I want it.
I mean, but on the other hand, I'm going to go and spend the $80 and buy my kid a Bobot instead and just let them learn how to build their own. And then we can go from there because, yeah.
Hey.
This one, they're going to outgrow quite quickly. As you see, it doesn't look like it's going to grow with the kid.
And probably it'll be like Google Glass. You can't sell it or it'll be deactivated.
maybe. I think it's so cool. I got to go back and show that again because are you seeing this? It's just,
man, the Japanese.
She's working the hands. That is very, very neat to me. It looks very basic.
Yeah, it looks intuitive.
But look at the little BioShock thing on the other arm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's like a big daddy.
Yeah, he is, and that's kind of cool. But I want it to move. I want to see it in action. I want to see the kid playing with it. I want to see it moving.
She is moving it.
Well, I guess not what I'm saying. I want to see all that happening at once. I want to see her moving around and walking with it and moving the arms at the same time. And yeah, because right now that looks a little jerky.
And well, they might have been telling her
like
to move
it. Arms
slow.
Aren't really connected to anything robotic per se.
Well, it has to be. I don't think she could lift that. Being as little as she is, and she doesn't look like she's exerting any kind of, you know.
Maybe I don't know.
She's not any heavy.
If it's some sort of plastic, it wouldn't be that heavy.
That's true.
Especially if it's like a hollow plastic, it wouldn't be that heavy.
Then what would be the fun? You got to give a kid something they can hurt themselves on. No, I'm kidding. Look at what.
I'm all for that. You know what? Back in the day, go ahead, pull that TV off on your head. You're only going to do it once. True. You only did it once.
Oh, you know what I tell Baby Nation? I said, you little kids now, you all are such little mamby-pambies. She's talking about how hot the things were on the playground, but it's that new whatever theirs is, a popper. Yeah, I was like, whatever, chick, we had metal. We had metal. You were your hands were scalding and you were still trying to hang upside down.
And the next thing after that, which they've done away with now because kids got hurt on it, were the wooden, the castle.
Oh, yes.
Big.
I got lots of splinters from that.
I love those.
I still
kids
have one of my.
Off those and they hit them, their heads on the wood and, oh, they got hurt.
Anybody else?
Kids, they're going to get hurt. Stop babying them.
Look, raise your hand if you ever got blisters from sliding down the metal slide in the summer with the shorts on. Did you put your hand down?
Not only was it a danger for the kids, I mean, because it could blow up your house, too, but back when you had the gas heaters in, like, your bathrooms on the wall.
I still have
it.
Yeah, I still have one. The house that I live in is old. There's one in the bathroom. I don't know if it works, actually, but there's one in there. I thought that was just the coolest thing ever.
I bet it does, too. You should find out, because, those things are nice. They're very nice, very cozy, but, man, you touch those. You were branded for life.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to fall on it. You didn't. People were paying their clothes on it to dry and not realize there were embers, like that happened to my cousin. The embers were on in his clothes. He put them on and he's like dancing around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's going to kill me for telling
that. I do remember.
He's going to kill me for telling that. Okay.
God, that was back in the day. Back when you had to actually dial the phone.
Yes, you didn't have
rotary phone.
You didn't just speak into it. All right, hello to NCSoft. I see you there. You sent us over a lovely trailer for WildStar. Let me see if I can actually grab it because they did some kind of weird link. I need y'all not to be sending weird links like that. What is this? You know, NCSoft, ever since you left the City of Heroes along, you guys have gotten more and more odd. I love you, but wow. Okay, so apparently this is a trailer for WildStar. They have something going on out at PAX East, I guess, called DevSpeak. So they're saying come out and see it. They're going to walk you through the game. That's pretty much all they sent over.
All right.
Okay.
So
I'm sorry. If you were at PAX East and you got to see them do DevSpeak, they talked about the housing and movement for the game. Are you running that trailer?
Yeah.
And the combat and all that good stuff. WildStar is the latest game coming or soon to be out from NCSoft. It's supposed to be, it's going to be an MMO, I guess, but it's not.
Oh, look, it's World of Warcraft.
Yeah. It's not going to be, and that's exactly how it's supposed to look. It's stylized, it's set on an alien world. Gives you a wild and mysterious adventure among the ruins of advanced civilization, allowing you to play the way you want to while experiencing an unprecedented level of exploration and discovery. You know what? The only game that actually is an MMO that is probably more the most different MMO I've seen is, ironically, Salem. Really, they just turn you loose, and there you go. They don't really tell you you can't do anything. Remember that? Did you manage to get that on tape when we were walking through and there was just like rows of dead skeletons laid out? Did we ever get that on tape?
Yes, I did. I'm going to have to go back in. I haven't been in there in a while.
Yeah, there somebody had set up a death trap in Salem, and a lot of people would be like, that's not fair. You know, I'm going to call the devs. You can't do that in Salem, honey. You just better get around it the best way you can. They turn you loose and say, go. Go do what you're going to do. And Ginger and I live in the swamp. That is if somebody didn't tear down my lean-to by now.
My lean-to was gone when I was in there last. I didn't check on yours.
Man. Now we got the...
No, we can just rebuild them. It's not like they're hard to build.
Does somebody else put up a lean-to? Because we will tear it down.
I did not see it, but I did see that most of our storage was still there. So I think it was just the game knows we've not been there in a while, so it just got on
lean to. We got to rebuild all that. I like making Frog giddy. Oh, anyway, yeah, back to anyway, back to this game. Make sure you go over to wildstargame.com to check it out. They've already put up the classes, which is the Explorer, the Scientist, the Soldier, and the Settler. I don't really see much here that you haven't seen before, but they might surprise us. But you can go sign up for beta right now.
Yay for beta!
It is, I think it's in open beta right now, or I'm not sure, but they got some... The specs are not even that high.
I don't even want to play this. This is
I know,
just more of the same shit.
Ginger, daytime.
I'm sorry. I know it is, but darn it, that's all it is. It's the same stuff. Give me.
Well, if you're going to play, you need a dual core 2.4 gigahertz something, 4 gigabytes of RAM. You need an NVIDIA GeForce 8800
ATI. Camelot Unchained. I mean, I want my Dark Age Camelot back. I mean, because there were no orcs. There were ogres, but they were a playable class.
You know something I just thought about? I wonder if my onboard video card is better than my old video card. I'm thinking about switching. Look how I just went off into something else. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we need to move along. More news. Ginger, what you got?
What have I got? Well, I have got Manhunt. Let me get this up for you. Too many screens to maneuver here. Here we go. All right. Manhunt. Next week, the roster of downloadable Rockstar titles in the PS2 Classic Select PlayStation Store is set to get even bigger and grislier with the addition of Rockstar North's dark stealth thriller, Manhunt, originally released 10 years ago, beginning
That's
on
right.
May.
God. Oh, my God. Has it been that long ago?
It was. Beginning on May 14th, Tuesday, when the PSN store does its weekly update, Wednesday for those in Euroland, you'll be able to step back into the shoes of James Earl Cash.
That's right.
A death row inmate playing the most dangerous game of kill or be killed at the mercy of the maniacal Lionel Starkweather. Maniacal. Anyways, Manhunt will be available from the PSN for full $9.99. Joins Bully and the Red Dead Revolver, as well as PlayStation 2 entries in the Grand Theft Auto and Midnight Club franchises in the PS2 Classics category as a PlayStation Store. Also to be joined by the Warriors. Yay!
Yay! Yeah.
So this is kind of interesting. Interesting. That was the Spunklish. Did I show? Oh, I showed the wrong. Hold on. My bad. Me and my.
Stop. No.
I knew that didn't look right. I was like, why is this?
No.
Not... Apparently, it's not going to let me blow this up because.
No.
Yeah. Too small of a trailer anyways. It's not going to get any bigger for some crazy, odd reason. Anyway, there's Manhunt. You can see a little bitty screen. How's that? Itty bitty screen.
Itty bitty tiny, tiny screen. All right, guess what it's time for?
Oh, Friday sale!
Yeah!
What is today?
Yes.
Friday, I request get out alive later.
Oh, thank you. I will make sure I put that in.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Ooh. Okay, I see something I'm about to buy as soon as we get off the show. Okay, all right, so it's time for Friday game sales. You are broke and you want to play something new. We'll tell you where to go. So some of these games are good. Some of you haven't tried, but for the price, even if they aren't good, why not pick them up? Stellar Impact, artillery ship I've never heard of, but it is on sale at Green Man Gaming. 37 cents. In fact, there are three of them, each 37 cents. They have the Science Vessel DLC and the Carrier Ship, all 37 cents. If you never played Hacker Evolution Untold, 49 cents right now, and that's at Green Man Gaming as well. Spy Leaks, I have never heard of that game either. It is 99 cents at Desora. Let me jump down just a bit for some of you. Pixel Dungeons. I don't know what it's about. Never seen it before. $1.49 at Desora. Mass Effect 2. Just a guide. Do not start going, oh my God, Mass Effect. Well, it's, it might be on sale somewhere, but not on my list. But it's the guide is $1.50 at Gamer's Gate. Gamer's Gate is awesome. We keep telling y'all. Lovely place to go. Nice alternative to Steam.
Mm-hmm.
You have Battlefield 3 Close Quarters DLC for PC. If you never got to play it, it is $1.50 at Gamer's Gate. $1.50. Can't beat it. Hacker Evolution is also on sale at Green Man Gaming for $1.99. Wait a minute. I saw something else good. Tower Blocks, which is kind of like Minecraft, but not really, on sale at Green Man Gaming for $1.99. Fallen Enchantress Map Pack. Steam. It's on sale at Steam. It's $1.69. It just went on sale, so you know how Steam rolls. You better get there quick because they will snatch it. And don't think you're going to leave the page open because they caught on to that trick. Remember, you used to be able to leave the page open and you come back to it, you can still get it for that price? Mm-mm. They caught on to that trick and they fixed it. Sorry, guys. That trick does not work anymore. For those of you who love The Guild 2 like I do, not the show, but the game that the show is based off of, there's actually a game. The Guild 2 has a expansion pack called Pirates. $2.49 at Steam. I'm soul buying it because I love that game. It's a simulator. For those of you who don't play simulators, don't do it if you don't. You can't hold it down. What is it? Pirates of the European Seas is what it's called. $2.49. I'm sorry, that is not at Steam. That is at GameStop, their digital downloader. More for my simulator peoples. Train Simulator, which I am not at all interested in playing. That's one sim I'm not interested in. Train Simulator 12, The Duchess, on sale at Steam for $2.49. Not interested. I'm going to get it for Ginger. It's on her
list.
Castle Dracula. $2.49 at Desora. I have no idea what that's about. Anybody play that? No? If you want to pick up the Guild 2 to go along with your expansion pack, $2.49 at GameStop, just the regular The Guild 2. And it is a very good game. You simulator people, I'm serious, you will love it. It's what The Sims Medieval should have been. Blue Toad Murder Files. Again, not at all interested, but maybe you are. $2.69 at Steam. Hey, Ginger. Caribbean Sea Fishes.
Think about that.
$2.79. It's fishing. I thought you might like it.
It's different. It's different. It's definitely different.
All right. Those of you who are playing you some Ninja Gaiden, guess what? Ninja Gaiden 3 eWeb, eGuide Web, or eWeb Guide. I don't know how they want to say it. $3 at Gamer's Gate if you never got the guide. There's also a Sims Guide for you Simmers. $3 at Gamer's Gate. Sims 3 Ambitions. Pretty much all of them. $3. $3 even at Gamer's Gate. Silent Hill. What is with the guides today? So Silent Hill Downpour, again, eGuide, $3. Who's paying for the guides? I don't pay for them. Sims 3 Generations web guide, $3. There's a ton of these. Let me move.
I'm not going to comment.
Really? Mm-hmm. Gosh, they have a ton of guides on sale. Basically, people, a guide for pretty much any game that you ever wanted to play is on sale for $3 at Gamer's Gate. Game called Farm 2. $3.98 at Gamer's Gate. Then we'll jump down here to some of the more expensive ones. Yeah, they got expensive. Did I see Harvest Moon somewhere? Oh, I was about to say, I got to go. I got to get off the podcast. There is Harvest Moon. I will see y'all later. I got to go. But that wasn't Harvest Moon. Still Life 2, which I'm telling Ginger she will fall in love with because the whole game is steampunk. You missed it last week. It was on sale for cheaper, but it's still not bad. It's $14.99 at Green Man Gaming. You will love it, I promise you. Steampunk, the whole entire game. It'll probably take you no time to finish. I'm not the steampunk aficionado, not as hardcore as you. I like the clothes, but the whole game, everything about it, steampunk, the storyline, everything. So I'm telling you, you will love it. Trust me.
I'm going to have to check it out.
It's not a simulator.
Check it out.
It's not a simulator. Okay, those of you who never got a chance to pick up The Sims Seasons, and my cousin is going to text me right here as soon as I say this. Probably my phone's going to start going off. $19.99 GameStop digital download. Mm-hmm. The Seasons one, which is very nice. I think it's one of their best.
How much was it originally?
$39.99.
I guess that is cheaper.
Yep.
Still not enough to make me want to buy it, though.
Well, it might be cheaper at Amazon, but I don't have Amazon.
If we were closer to $10, I'd probably do it. But
indeed, madam, indeed. Those of you who said, I got plenty of money, I don't need no flipping sale. Well, 2K Ultimate Bundle is on sale at GameStop, $69.99 if you're just rolling in it. Just go over and pick that up. Or you could just give us your money and let us buy a few games. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and one more. If you never got Skyrim for your PC, it is 40% off at Green Man Gaming, $29.99, which is good. I paid close to $70 for my Skyrim. Today's a good day for Skyrim. Oh, whoa. Stop the phone. phone. I got to go to GameStop. University Life is on sale for $19.99. I'm getting it today.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. I'll have to check it out. All right, I have to talk about this next story because, oh my God, this is crazy. Yeah, you new parents out there, gaming parents, I guess maybe this will help with your raids a little bit better so you can, you know, keep track of what's going on. Aww. Huggies Tweet Pee app tweets parents when it's time to change baby's diaper. Yeah, oh my God.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, the babies already do that on their own. It's called crying.
Well, apparently now this does something else. Huggies Brazil announced that it's testing Tweet Pee, an iPhone app with a clip-on humidity sensor intended to capture when a child's diaper is wet. A spokesman for Kimberly-Clark Corporation, which owns Huggies, confirms that Tweet Pee was indeed real and that Huggies Brazil was currently testing it with 4 parents and would expand that number to 10 come July. You're wondering how it works. Well, there's a little owl-shaped plastic humidity sensor that activates the app, which then tweets parents that it's time to change the diaper.
Why do you need somebody to tell you?
Because, you know, parenting your kid is now just too much work. The company said the app would help parents track the volume of diapers they use and know when it's time to reorder from Huggies, of course. This is considered a concept device. Neither the owl-shaped sensor nor the app is available for purchase just yet. Meredith Carroll, a mother of a 20-month-old and a 4-year-old, said that she has doubts about the usefulness of the Tweet app. I'm all about saving time and things that will help me save time, says Carroll 40. She blogs over at Babbel. But if I can't go to my diaper supply, realize I'm low, and go to my computer to place an order, I have bigger problems. AF and men, Meredith.
Right?
Preach on, lady. A, I want to know a baby who's going to lay there and not move and wiggle around and knock this thing off their diaper.
You know what? Again, you don't need an app for that because they are the app. They do cry when they're wet. They cry when they're hungry.
I mean, some kids will lay there and not cry, but
not baby nature.
For the most part, the minute they're wet, the minute you take off the diaper to change, 2 seconds later, scream again because they're wet again.
Dude,
no,
I have on camera, I plan, and Baby Nature's going to kill me for telling this, I have this on camera. That kid, nobody was moving fast enough to take the diaper off. She took it off, and when I rounded the corner, she threw it. Like, what? Bitch, change my diaper. No, no. No, they don't need an app. What kind of...
I don't know. Apparently,
Huggies could not figure out any other way to jump into the fray of the digital revolution, digital, whatever you want to call it.
Reminder every week
you
ordered new diapers from us.
Or they could just send you a coupon. You know the best thing that they should do? If you want to create an app, how about a game that teaches some of the new mommies some things about, you know, things that they don't generally tell the parents just when you come home from the hospital, but your kids should be a certain size by a certain age and things that you should be, questions you should be asking the doctor. You could make a game out of that.
I guess. It just blows my mind. Tweet Pee, you made a flipping app. You made a sensor, humidity sensor.
That is
diaper.
No.
What if the kid sweats?
It's idiotic. It has no point, no purpose. The babies don't need that at all.
I
forgot a sale thing, and I'm trying not to go in the high register because I just found out the same way Ginger loves Camelot Unchained, I love this game the same way Shadowrun. And those of you who had Nintendo 64s and Segas back in the day know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about that crap that they put out at Microsoft where it was trying to be like Halo. I'm talking about the original Shadowrun, and it is back, and it is on Steam, and it is on sale right now for $17.99. Oh, my God, I'm dying. And no, it is not the original version. It is a new game. It is in beta, looks like, or alpha or something. I don't really care. It's due out this year, June 13th, but it's on sale. You can play it now. I'm excited. Ginger, do you ever play Shadowrun?
I did not.
Okay, The Matrix was not the first movie to use that concept. It came from this game. This game here is where The Matrix came from, the concept of and fighting in cyberspace, and it's an RPG. And if they add the co-op modes with it, it's going to be absolutely epic. where you four go into a building and you have your hacker that's like Neo, then you have your samurai warrior, you have your person that does magic, and your tank, and they keep the guards off of you while the other person hacks the computer and you steal whatever you're supposed to steal, data, money. I'd be so excited.
It's so interesting.
You gotta go play. You gotta play. I'm gonna show it to you.
I might. How much was that one?
It's $17.99 right now.
That's not bad.
See, Zotmane played. Oh yeah, and I have Zot. I have a book. I have my book here too. I have the pen and paper. So that's why. Oh man. And nobody's allowed to touch that book. Everybody that comes to my house sees that because it's a huge. I have a huge, giant, you know, the Shadowrun books. And they go, oh, you have don't touch my books. Don't put your little fingers on my books. Don't touch them.
Zotmin came and watched me play APB last night. Yay!
Did you play it for him slow?
I played for it slow. Did you part? Anyways, Apple offers.
It's still my turn. I just want to tell him about the
film. Okay.
Still my turn. Back up, woman. Back up.
My bad.
All right. So those of you who fly a lot, I am not one of those people. I am afraid to fly. Unless I absolutely have to. FCC is stepping in. They want to make sure your in-flight Wi-Fi is ridiculously fast, they said. Of course, they're saying, I've never used the in-flight Wi-Fi. I'm always scared. I'm gripping the chair and all that the whole way there. But yesterday, the FCC commission approved a plan to open up the wireless spectrum speed for in-flight Wi-Fi. The New York Times is reporting this. While it's one of only the first of many steps that they say need to be taken, it shows that the FCC is aware of the growing importance of getting online during your flight. Current in-flight Wi-Fi technology gets speeds of around 3 megabits per second per plane, which is about 10 times slower than your typical home broadband connection and slower than speeds than you see on your phone. If you have 4G, anyway, that'd be a decent speed for a single person's internet connection, but it is now shared with everybody on the plane who signs up for in-flight internet, and that's one of the reasons Gogo ended up raising its prices. By limiting internet service to people willing to pay a higher price, it can actually improve the experience of its service. By using the new wireless spectrum, though, a newer format of in-flight technology, you could see speeds up to 300 gigabits per second, or 30 times faster than when you're at home. That's hot. That might actually make me forget that I could crash and die a fiery death. Anyway, the new technology will be able to take advantage of a wider array of the wireless spectrum as well as maintain better contact with the plane. The agency plans to let ISPs purchase a license to share spectrum with satellite communications companies, which will be used to implement a cell tower-based system for in-flight Wi-Fi. The problem, of course, it will be years before we see this implemented. But once it does arrive, anybody on a plane will be able to stream high-def movies, play online games. You can play your World of Warcraft on the plane. No yelling, though, about raids and stuff.
Man, that's if World of Warcraft
exists by then, true. And access larger files over your cloud storage, and hopefully it'll also drive down the price of in-flight internet service. So right now, if you use Gogo, which I believe they're the only ones offering it, it's $25 to use their service for an entire day, and you probably only have that one flight going from wherever to wherever, but you have to have it, especially if you do a lot of work via the internet. Sad.
Totally sad. All right, I have to talk about this next story because this is right up Corey's alley.
Is it Shadowrun?
No, but this is definitely something you've been asking for.
Well?
Pulling this from PopSci.
Where?
You know you wanted this. Ready to get shocked while you play a game? Here's the thing you don't often hear when making a purchase. This product is medical compliance. Here's your keys. They're medical compliant. This is the iPhone 5. It is medical compliant. Anyways, with the story, there's a gaming device that shocks your skin into convulsions. Not big ones, just little bitty ones. They call them uncomfortable twitches. It gives you something to fight against while playing a game. And the video, the reporter from another place, went to Paris' Computer Human Interaction Conference and tried out a flying game where your biggest enemy is apparently your biological reaction to being zapped in the arm. They say the idea behind the game is using the system as a more immersive experience. For years now, Corey... has been begging.
Yes. Yes,
have some kind of rumble system where it actually shocks you. anyways, so this is kind of cool. They say, in the future, when our robot overlord forces us into mining the virtual salt mines, they will adapt this technology to keep us in line. This is interesting. So I'm guessing if you hit the edge or whatnot, it shocks you? That's kind of interesting.
Well, not quite what I had in mind, but I guess it'll do. It's a start.
That's just a little TENS machine is what they got that hooked up to.
Yeah,
that
I don't
like really that. Hurt. It just startled.
No, I think that would make me angry. I'd probably throw whatever it was. Stop it!
I might do it. Especially like in Minecraft, I'm mining away, not paying any attention. Lava! Oh, my God, it got shocked!
Okay, and I see that implementation would actually be kind of funny.
Yes. You know, running around in Minecraft. Too many bricks, you fell down. Ouch! Ow! It got zapped.
Don't y'all love when she goes all up in the high register?
It could be fun.
Good morning, Ashley. Good morning to you there, lovely lady. Thank you for retweeting that. Oh, man. All right. Okay, I'm not sharing this story. I don't care if you send it over. I refuse. Don't send us stuff like that just because we're women. I don't like it. All right, moving along. Apparently, there's some more...
Liesl, you're such a baby.
What did he say?
I turn off vibrate on my controllers whenever possible. Shocking me is not an option.
Why did you go to the voice? Which I do find odd that he said that, because he's just telling me he's not afraid of crashing to a fiery death in a plane, but you don't like shocking on your controller.
It's not an option.
The fiery death doesn't bother you, though. I don't want crazy people in charge. I'd put it this way. Probably if I was flying the plane, I would be better. All right, so more news about Watch Dogs. If you have not heard about this game, you have not listened to this show, because we talk about it almost every time. There is a preview out from our friends over at Eurogamer. Let me give this to the Ginger so she can run it whilst I talk. Ubisoft, of course, is releasing more information. They said it's kind of... can't talk. Okay, there was a demo that they put out, of course, which is in the video, which you see why can I not speak today? You see a static camera angle of a leafy Chicago junction. And this video is supposed to show it running real-time on the PS4, and it's a dev kit as well. Jonathan Morin, who's the game's creative director, says that it's kind of imperceivable, but when you turn it off, you miss it. He was talking about the snaking sets of colored isobars that you'll see him toggle on and off on the screen. What you're seeing is Watch Dogs' new Disrupt Engine track. Disrupt Engine track the flow of air through the virtual city, which I guess has something to do with gameplay. Colored streams of wind hurtle down narrow streets bordered by high streets and apartments. At a traffic intersection, the currents flow. Are you running that, Ginger, by the way? Because I can't see it.
I am.
Okay. So the currents flow into one another, dynamically pooling to ripple certain awnings and sway the branches of a few side streets. He said there's a lot of city games out there, but creating a city is hard. You should know by now. SimCity. You look at it and it feels wrong if it's not done properly. The chaos of a real city is not present if it's not done properly. He says 4 years in the making with Watch Dogs, it's still not finished. Watch Dogs has the luxury of being able to focus on the small details as well as added benefits of prioritizing development for a new generation of console hardware. The game's water system is similarly advanced, which you all know I have been going nuts over. I love me some digital water. I don't know why. If you look there at some point, if you haven't seen it already, because I'm not watching, there's supposed to be waves influenced by other objects in the water, by the time of day, by the wind strength, by the weather. That is flipping awesome. There's tons of other stuff going on in here. They said, of course, behavior personalities of Watch Dogs NPCs are another big focus for the team. Playing as an aggrieved vigilante, Aiden Pierce, you'll regularly be caught up in random events when off mission. It's hardly a new concept, of course, for an open world game, because GTA has been doing that for years. But by making each NPC character an individual, Ubisoft hopes that this gives the side content more context. it is great to see people walking down the street to hear their animations, but players are smart, and pretty quickly they just view them as robots. And one way Ubisoft is trying to combat this is with a short bio that flashes up for each passerby. And if you haven't seen the trailers again for Watch Dogs, you get to see some of that, where it talks about who this person is, if their credit's bad, if they have a venereal disease, all kinds of stuff pops up in the trailers. One of the NPCs has in their bio that they troll.
Really cool.
Yeah, they troll religious forums.
Oh,
one refuses to recycle. But they said the detail goes more than skin deep. You can hack into their cell phones. You can scroll through their text messages and tap into their conversations. I mean, oh, man, I cannot wait to play this. They said they do not have a bunch of minions creating personalities one after another. Morin adds that the NPCs themselves are a product of another system, even the backstory. Everything is based on a database, so some of the population will dynamically end up in certain scenarios based on their personalities. But you'll never see a mugging, for example, happen in the same way twice. They also say you won't be bombarded with side content. There's yet another system which controls how much is doled out depending on how often you participate in it. But the game's creators are obviously keen that you say it and they said, see it. And in the end, it's obviously a player's choice as to whether they partake in whatever they're seeing or not. Lots of good stuff in this game. Cannot wait.
I know. Seriously, this is amazing.
And they still said, even though the game is about to be out, they couldn't do everything they wanted, even though it's been in development for 4 years. So I'm thinking if they're smart, they need to pull a Rockstar and give us a DLC that's a whole other plug-in for the game, which would be smart. I'd pay another $20. You can get at least $100 out of me if you don't give me up 2 cards.
He had a department store mannequin in his apartment, and he was like, sitting on the couch with it.
What is it? Did it say that in the...
Yeah, it totally did. I was sitting here reading it. Yeah.
See, I like games like that. That's immersive. That is
amazing. I love that. Creepy people in video games. That's so cool.
I cannot wait to play this. Cannot wait to just stand and just stare. The first 5 minutes, I'm just going to turn it on and just look. I'm not even going to do the tutorial. Just look. Walk up and down the street.
That's so cool looking.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's gorgeous.
I'm going to tell you, Rockstar, you got some competition here. At least looking from here. Well, I'm going to wait until the game comes out. Oh, did he shoot him in the chest?
Yeah, it looks like.
Why for? Oh, why'd you shoot him? Why?
Apparently just to do it.
Did he mug him? Did he run?
Yeah, it kind of looked that way.
Oh, that's going to be fun for me, too. You know I love to punch old ladies in the face in APB, so this will be all kind of fun. This is a whole lot
of
punch in the face and just mug.
Gorgeous. Just beautiful.
Look at how it is. It's clean. You know what? I like see how the pop-up with the guns. I have never liked when I'm playing like Call of Duty or Battlefield and they do that wireframe of the gun and then they have it black and then it's kind of rotate. I just want it clean. If I'm looking at it in a magazine, I need to say, okay, I need this one, and this whatever. I never like all that wireframe crazy business. Oh, my God, look at that car. Do you see that car, Ginger?
It's amazing.
Ooh, look at the water on the street. Look at how it's popping out from under the wheels as he drives. Oh, my God.
That is just too flippin' cool.
I
have to
talk
about...
We gotta go. You can let it run while you talk about your next
one. Well, no, actually, this next one I've got to show the website for.
Okay, go ahead. I'll watch this later.
Interesting. I tripped over this. Lucid Dream Mask turns bedtime into Inception.
No.
I'm pulling this from the Yahoo Tech section. Actually, from there, this could be big. Hollywood has glamorized the notion of lucid dreaming with films like Inception and Waking Life. But what if waking up inside your dream was as easy as putting on a sleep mask? You could hurdle any impossible obstacle, like flying without a jet or swimming to the bottom of the ocean from your bed. Well, there's a Brooklyn-based company called Bitbanger Labs. It's run by two childhood friends that dreamt up such a mask. It's called Remy, and it promises to put wannabe lucid dreamers behind their dream's steering wheel. Duncan McLeod Fraser. Duncan McLeod Fraser is one half of the Bitbanger Labs duo, and he says the first time anyone lucid dreams, they wake up the next morning and they are just blown away. Becoming lucid gives you the tools to all of the sudden create in that world that is so high fidelity that you can do whatever you want. Fraser and his Bitbanger partner Steve McGuigan said that the key to lucid dreaming is to recognize the recurring sign that alerts you to the fact that you're dreaming. In the movie Inception, the recurring signal was effectively accomplished by Leonardo DiCaprio's spinning top. I can't talk.
Okay, has anybody actually reviewed these or said anything?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out because I think this is really, really cool. Apparently, they were funded by a 2012 Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
The initial investment goal was $35,000. They made that in one day. 1 year later, the Lucid Dreaming Mask has more than $572,000 in its Kickstarter pledges. Wow. The mask isn't the first device that aims to induce lucid dreaming. Fraser said it's the cheapest on the market, though, at just $95, and it's the easiest to wear in your sleep. I kind of want to write them and say, hey, can I have, you know, one of these to test out and try? Because
I don't, yeah.
That is interesting. Lucid dreaming. I mean, for one, I want to argue in the back of my head that they've always said that lucid dreaming couldn't work because your brain's not sleeping. Your brain needs just as much rest as your body does, blah, blah, blah. Your brain needs to take over. And that's the reason why we dream the way we do, because your brain's processing things and working things. With a lucid dreaming, you're not allowing your brain to work through these things, and it's going to cause mental issues, possibly. So part of me's kind of like, this is not good. The other part of me's like, this could be really neat, but I don't really have that issue. When I'm in a dream, I realize I'm in a dream. I can't so much control it as I can kind of jerk myself out and be like, all right, I don't like how that went. Let's go back to sleep, and I'm going to change it.
And I can control mine
a different way.
I can control mine. I always have it. That's why there's lots of swords in my dreams. If it ever becomes like Inception, you probably don't want to come into my head because somebody going to get cut. Yeah. All right. So, EA, yeah, we caught you again.
What'd they do? What'd they do this time?
And they didn't really do anything. They're just, you know, we joke about there being a Battlefield 13, 15, and so on and so forth. Looks like there may be. EA has secured the rights to domains for Battlefield 13 and Battlefield 20. Really, EA? Stop it! This is being reported by Fusible. EA.
Battlefield 13 and Battlefield 20?
Yes.
So what happened to 14, 15, 16, 18, and 19?
Wait, I'm getting to it. According to Fusible, EA does not own the domain rights to Battlefield10and12.com, though it has snatched numbers 1 through 9 already. The domain for Battlefield 4 was acquired by EA last month for $9,000, while the publisher once spent $80,000 to acquire the numberless Battlefield.com. In reaction to the news, Rock Paper Shotgun went and bought the rights to Battlefield21.com for $25, and Destructoid acquired the parody site Battlefield 69 for a mere $8. Oh, my God. EA, you all have to stop. Why would you do it? Just, are you really anticipating making a Battlefield 20 and a Battlefield 13?
Somebody apparently is.
And apparently we need to go and buy us one. Let me see how much Battlefield 83 costs or something. I don't know. Let me just go ahead and
That's just crazy. Oh.
Look, then just typing it in. GoDaddy.com, Battlefield.
Yeah, pretty much I'm all like, I want Battlefield
105. 20,
yeah, I want 21 through 100. Thank you.
2135. There
and
you go.
I want Battlefield. Ooh, I got a couple ideas. I'm not going to say them on air because, yeah, I don't want y'all to take them.
Somebody has already bought these up. This is ridiculous.
Battlefield Forever.
Oh.
Battlefield Infinity.
Ooh.
Battlefield Tomorrow.
And to go get them. Scoop them up, girl.
Battlefield The Future.
Let's go see.
All
go,
of those.
Go
and
see. Go see.
No.
You have to
okay.
Go see.
I should. 10K prize. 10K prize out there right now. Apple's offering a $10,000 prize.
Somebody already has it. Battlefield Forever.
Yeah, I figured they would. Apple offers a 10K prize to users who download the 50 billionth app. That's right. Apple is celebrating its approach of the 50 billionth app store download milestone with a big bucks contest. If you are the lucky user to download the 50 billionth app, Apple will send you an App Store gift card worth $10,000. What the hell am I going to do with an Apple gift card.
Right?
$10,000. No, I want $10,000. I want a stupid gift card. $10,000 gift card. What was that?
If it's just a $10,000 gift card, fine. What I don't want is a $10,000 Apple gift card.
I know. It's... I know there are like websites where you can go and trade in your gift cards. Say, you know, you get one to a store that's not in your area, so you trade it and somebody else sends you theirs, and you get, you know, you send them yours, blah, blah, blah. But who are you going to trade a $10,000 Apple gift card?
I'm sorry, you said Apple. I started yawning.
$10,000.
Oh, okay. By the way, Cricket Wireless just sent this to me. My fellow Houstonians, they say if you come over and you like their page, you have a chance to walk away with 3 months of smartphone service for only $100, and you can bring your own phone, as in they don't care what phone you got, iPhone, Droid, bring it over, and they will hook you up. So, Ginger's like, I'm going to click it. I'm going to drive down to Houston. I'm going to click it, drive down.
Actually, I had somebody dinging me on Facebook. I was like, I'm on Eric. It's all good now. They're like, why are you ignoring me? I'm not ignoring. I hear you. I can't talk right now. All right. So we got a couple of minutes left. Let me get to this next one. Snoopy Coaster. yeah, let me. Too many screens. Oh, my God. All right. So Snoopy Coaster. Grab your bucket and spade, Snoopy and the gang. Get in the mood for summer with the arrival of a new stage and rider on Peanuts Worldwide and Siege-matic Snoopy Coaster. Enjoy blue skies, golden beaches, and towering sandcastles as you stop by the new beach level as you rock through familiar Peanuts-themed stages. Charlie's younger sister, Sally Brown, is also coming along for the ride. Add Sally to your roller coaster card to earn a 1.5 times multiplier on your score. Snoopy Coaster is available now on the App Store. Full list of what's new in Snoopy Coaster version 1.1 can be found. All right, what do we got? Get in the summer spirit and take Snoopy and the gang on a ride through the new beach level. Bring Sally along to the ride for a 1.5 multiplier. And a couple of minor bug fixes are what's all been released in the latest update. So, interesting. Chilingo! Really?
I love Chilingo.
Well, this is through Chilingo, and it's the Snoopy Coaster.
They're the ones who made Order Up. Remember that game I told you about, the cooking one?
Yeah.
Fried foods are good food.
They made it where I can't turn the sound down on their video?
That's for Chilingo. Fried foods are good foods. You had to play Order Up to get that joke, by the way.
Interesting.
I don't know about this game, but I do love Order Up. They have an amazing sense of humor. It's a paradox level. Yeah, and you know what, Migraine, you are exactly, I'm not sure if that's a rumor or not. I saw that at 3 this morning. Women Gamers sent that to me, that the new Xbox are changing the name from Durango to Xbox Infinity, which is what the current Xbox should have been named.
About time. Durango is the most
stupidest name I have ever heard. But we don't know if it's, I don't know if it's for sure. Okay, it is about time for us to go, and I am all excited. I am already harassing the guys over at Shadowrun. It's not the original people who made it, but still, all in all, they're going to get harassed by me. We will see you guys bright and early Monday morning. And, of course, we're always floating around here somewhere. Ginger's usually streaming something good, so if you want to watch her.
I'll be streaming in a little bit. And okay. I figured out how to use my webcam while I'm streaming.
Look out. Look out. Make sure you look pretty. You know you have to look pretty.
Yeah, I'm going to have signs to say, like, F you.
Suck it! All right, for those of you at work, you want to make sure this next song... Oh, you know what? I forgot. I can't play that song. Ginger had a request. So I have to play Get Out Alive.
Please play my Get Out Alive. It's Friday. We need it.
All right. See you guys later.
Time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life they're bound to steal it all.